USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order extending foreign worker restrictions through the end of the year. The new order extends restrictions originally enacted in April due to the coronavirus pandemic and expands on the previous directive, which blocks most people from receiving a permanent residency visa or green card. The new order also prohibits visas for most guest workers who come to the United States for temporary or seasonal work, but exempts farmers, among others. Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins is calling on Fulton County's district attorney to recuse himself from the Rayshard Brooks case.
It's time we put pressure on this district attorney to step aside in this case and let the investigation happen with an independent DA.
Collins speaking there on Fox News, accusing DA Paul Howard of filing the charges based on politics and asking for the attorney general down in Georgia to appoint a special prosecutor. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The latest numbers on existing home sales are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at them.
Sales of existing homes across the nation continuing to plunge amid the coronavirus pandemic. The National Association of Realtors reporting a drop of 9.7% in the month of May, but experts say that may be the low point now. Tight supply kept the pressure on home prices. The median price of a home sold in May was $284,600.
The FBI is investigating a noose found in NASCAR driver Bubba Wallace's garage over the weekend. Jay Towne, a former judge advocate in the U.S. Marine Corps, picked by President Trump in 2017 to serve as U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama, said on Monday that investigators from the Justice Department and the Bureau are looking into the incident, which happened Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway in Lincoln, Alabama. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Attorney General Bill Barr is being tight-lipped on what, if any, action the Justice Department will take regarding Seattle's three-block zone known as CHOP. Barr telling Fox Business,
"The job of the Department of Justice, you know, to mete out justice fairly and even-handedly in that particular case and not be influenced by the mob. It's the responsibility, obviously, of the local officials and then the state officials to protect the rights of their citizens. At the end of the day, the federal government does have a responsibility to make sure that citizens are not deprived of their federal rights."
So will you challenge that autonomous city? Will you sue the mayor? What can you do?
I don't want to get into specifics, but we're obviously keeping an eye on it. And as the president said, in due course, we may have to do something about it, but we can't let it go on indefinitely.
Police in the United Kingdom are continuing to investigate a stabbing. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
A stabbing spree that killed three people in a park west of London is being investigated as a terrorist attack. A 25-year-old refugee from Libya was arrested on suspicion of murder after the incident. Three other people were wounded on Saturday night in a city called Reading, just 40 miles west of London. The suspect arrived a few years ago as a refugee after Libya's civil war.
Police also say the suspect was on a watch list, and they're describing this as now a terrorism incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.